Prime Video just got even more exciting. ITVX Premium has landed on our subscription service, so you can enjoy your favorite shows via the ITVX Premium subscription, from Coldwater to Love Island.
He had the feeling this was coming.
And that's in addition to all your other favorite subscription services like Apple TV+.
If this is an on-the-spot performance review, I have to tell you, I am absolutely killing it right now.
Paramount Plus.
This could be the greatest opportunity of my life.
And Hey You.
You look good.
And so many more. All your subscriptions, all in one place. Prime Video.
Lovely jubbly.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 31st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Inside Microsoft's earnings was a charge that caught analysts by surprise, a $4.1 billion hit on its investment in OpenAI. The figure was up 490% from a year earlier and implies a more than $12 billion quarterly loss at OpenAI, which would mark one of the largest single-quarter losses for a tech company in history. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has told investors to expect years of heavy losses as the company invests to be a leader in AI. Meanwhile, the flurry of Silicon Valley companies trying to build AI data centers is spilling into debt markets. There's been a slew of public and private mega deals since last month, including an $18 billion public corporate bond sale from Oracle and a $27 billion private bond for Meta's Hyperion data center. According to Bank of America, hyperscalers would have to spend 94% of operating cash flow to pay for their AI buildouts themselves and are therefore turning to debt investors to help offset some of that cost. And Charter Communications profits fell in the third quarter. The broadband communications company reported net income of $1.14 billion, down from $1.28 billion the year prior. Charter is facing more competition from fixed wireless and fiber connection services, which are cutting into its home internet subscriber base, though the company is seeing continued gains in its mobile business. In the third quarter, total internet customers fell by 109,000, but total mobile lines increased by 493,000. Its TV business, meanwhile, is struggling as viewers opt for streaming platforms. Earlier this month, Charter said it would lay off 1,200 employees. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. Check back Monday morning for another Quick Tech Update.